Against a black screen, the words Buena Vista International appear in white letters. Touchstone Pictures and TriStar Pictures present Starship Troopers. A Federal Network news report. Groups of troops stand to attention. Join up now flashes across the screen.
Young people from all over the globe are joining up to fight for the future.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part.
I'm doing my part too.
A little trooper.
They're doing their part. Are you? Join the mobile infantry and save the world. Service guarantees citizenship.
An adult clicks on top news, a large cratered bug meteor.
The bugs send another meteor our way. But this time, we're ready. Planetary defenses are better than ever.
Missiles blow the meteor apart. An adult clicks on Would You Like to Know More?
Plendafu, source of the bug meteor attacks, orbits a twin star system whose brutal gravitational forces produce an unlimited supply of bug meteorites in the form of this asteroid belt. To ensure the safety of our solar system, Plendafu must be eliminated.
Plendafu solar system.
We break net now and take you live to Plendafu, where the invasion has begun.
A reporter stands amid the war zone.
We've just landed here on what Cap Troopers are calling Big K, the 6th Mobile Infantry Division. It's an ugly planet, a bug planet, a planet hostile to life.
A giant bug with serrated mandibles grabs the reporter. Other troops fire at the creature. Troops pump ammo into the arachnid, which is crushing the reporter. To the news team. Members of the mobile infantry scatter across the barren grey rock, away from the bug attack. An arachnid plunges its fangs into a trooper, shaking its bloody prey until the body tears in half. Another soldier is staked through the leg by a bug's saber mandible. He writhes in agony. The camera flickers. The static screen becomes a starry universe. The words 1 year earlier flash up. In a classroom, Rico, a handsome young man, is drawing the outline of two faces on his desk holoscreen.
Rico. Rico. Rico!
Rico sits up with a start.
Pay attention.
What time, Mr. Ratchak?
Let's sum up. This year we explored the failure of democracy.
Rico glances at Diz, a pretty girl who mouths bad boy.
We talked about the veterans, how they took control and imposed the stability that has lasted for generations since. You know these facts.
Rico looks at his girlfriend, Carmen, blue-eyed with long brown hair.
You, why are only citizens allowed to vote?
It's a reward. What the Federation gives you for doing federal service.
No. No. Something given has no value.
Diz peeks jealously at the image on Rico's screen. He blocks her view.
You're using force. And force, my friends, is violence. The supreme authority from which all other authority is derived.
My mother always said violence never solves anything.
Really? I wonder what the city fathers of Hiroshima would say about that. You.
They probably wouldn't say anything. Hiroshima was destroyed.
Correct. Naked force has resolved more issues throughout history than any other factor. The contrary opinion that...
Mr. Rajak paces around the room. His left arm is amputated at the elbow. Rico sends his drawing to Carmen's holoscreen.
Rico, what's the moral difference, if any, between a civilian and a citizen?
A citizen accepts personal responsibility for the safety of the body politic, defending it with his life. A civilian does not.
The exact words of the text. But do you understand it? Do you believe it?
I don't know.
Of course you don't. I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
The faces reappear on Rico's screen, one bursting a bubblegum at the other. Carmen blows him a kiss. Outside class, Rico pulls Carmen to him and they kiss.
Not here. Come on, let's see if they post the math final.
Rico, you can take Tesla.
We're gonna kill...
Outside college, students gather on the concourse.
First thing Fleet Academy looks at is your math scores. Wish me luck.
Carmen rushes over to a large screen on the wall, keys in a command, and her name appears on the screen with her math final result of 97%.
Way to go.
Good job.
Your turn. Just hold on. I want to talk to Marco. His sister's at Fleet. Marco.
Hi, Carmen.
Rico pushes the keys and his name appears with his math finals result of 35%.
35%? Very nice.
Rico's friend Carl.
Look at that. 35%, ladies and gentlemen. Big numbers.
Carl.
Carl's punched in a command, so Rico's name and results flash in huge letters for everyone to see. They walk to Carmen.
So you haven't done it yet, have you? Don't lie.
I'm not in any hurry.
Carl spots Diz.
Others are waiting.
Rico turns to look at her.
Did you read her mind?
Don't have to. It's pretty clear what she wants.
Yeah. But I want Carmen.
Oh, you got it bad.
Bye, Mark.
Hey, don't forget about this afternoon. He's always late when he walks you home to fish for a kiss.
Get out of here. Marco's sister made pilot.
So will you.
I mean, imagine flying a 500,000 tons of starship. You got nerves of steel.
Yeah, you do. Let's see how yours hold up.
You may begin.
Anatomy class. Rico's paired with Carmen, Diz with Carl. Rico lifts a huge bug onto the dissection table. He turns the bug over.
Oh, now, come on, it's just a bug. You better put your goggles
on. Just the bug. We humans like to think we are nature's finest achievement. I'm afraid it just isn't true. This archaeological...
Rico uses a drill to split open the bug's hard outer shell. He pushes the abdomen apart. Sticky white slime surrounds the inner organs. He pulls out yards and yards of green intestine. At the next table, Diz dissects her bug. Carmen looks on queasily and turns to the teacher.
But humans have created art, mathematics, and interstellar travel.
True. But before you let that go to your head, take the example of the arachnids, a highly evolved insect society. By human standards, they are relatively stupid. But their evolution stretches over millions of years. And now...
Here, take this.
They can colonize planets by hurling their spore into space.
Okay, I think we got it. It's the heart. Where's the stomach?
Holding piles of slimy bug organs, Carmen throws up and runs out.
Nerves of steel, huh?
Carl's place, he's playing mind games with Rico. No match flashes up.
Don't think about it. Just go on instinct. Try to visualize it.
Carl selects a playing card using his computer keyboard. The image of the chosen card is projected onto a screen behind Rico, who sits facing Carl. Both concentrate in trying to visualize the card, a six of diamonds.
I see the ace of spades.
The words no match flash up. Carl winces.
You know, statistically speaking, you should have accidentally guessed right by now. Try another.
So my psychic abilities are zero and I'm unlucky.
Now, luck's not a factor. No one really knows why some people are sensitive and some aren't. Who knows? Maybe it's a new stage of human evolution. That's why they do these kind of federal studies.
A polecat.
But Cyrano... shit. Time out.
Aw, he just wants some attention. You don't play with him anymore.
Cyrano.
Carl stares at Cyrano.
Go bug mom, Cyrano.
Cyrano stands on his hind legs to look at Carl, then jumps from the desk onto the processor, then onto the floor, up the stairs and out of sight.
How do you make him do that?
Oh, I gave him the impression there's a grub crawling up my mom's leg. He's on a mission to go eat it.
Ah! Get off my leg! Oh! Carl!
Carl and Rico grin.
I sure hope you don't do anything like that to me.
Don't be afraid. Can't do human. Yet.
An indoor American football game. The Tigers in orange compete against the Giants in blue. Rico for the Tigers runs with a silver ball. A Giant tries to challenge him, but Rico somersaults over his head, runs, and scores. Carmen helps the Giants player up.
Are you all right?
Much better. Now.
Rico spots her chatting to his challenger, number 12.
Hey, your helmet.
Number 12 takes it.
What are you doing after the game?
Well, everyone's going to the dance, aren't you?
I don't know. It's my last night as a civilian.
Come on, number 12, let's go!
Ship off to Tereskova tomorrow.
You're going to the Fleet Academy?
Uh-huh.
That's where I want to go!
Come on, number 12, let's play ball!
Don't get
any ideas about my girlfriend?
Rico pushes the number 12. He pushes him back.
All is fair in love and war.
The number 12 charges Rico. He lifts him over his head. Rico falls to the ground. Number 12 runs and catches the ball, pushes several Tigers players out of the way, and scores.
Rico
spots the number 12 with Carmen.
Hey, Rico! Hey!
What?
You're drifting! Flip 6-3 hole on one. Got it?
Just throw me the ball, Diz.
Ready, break!
The Tigers break to play.
Sail! Set! Fight left!
Scream!
Hut!
Diz runs with the ball, pushing past several giants as she does. She throws the ball high towards Rico, the number 7. Three giants charge towards him. He somersaults over them, catches the ball, and runs on to score. Time's almost up. Number 12's at Rico's heels. Rico hurls himself at the scoring line. Number 12 grabs his legs, but Rico scores.
He's in there! It's over!
The Tigers have won the game. Rico stands up and stares defiantly at number 12. Carmen rushes over and kisses Rico. He's held aloft by the cheering Tigers. At home, Rico's getting dressed in black tuxedo.
Who said you could grow up so fast, huh?
Mom, don't get mushy.
His father comes in.
This came for you today. I presume it's your request.
His father holds up a magazine entitled Join the Fight.
A lot of my friends are doing federal service.
Well, you're not thinking of applying.
Have you lost your mind? I'd rather take 10 lashes in public square than see you ruin your life.
It's a term of service. It's not a career. I just want to get out on my own. See the galaxy for a couple of years.
Johnny, people get killed in the federal service.
Who gave you this idea? It's that teacher, isn't it? What's his name? You know the one I'm talking about.
Mr. Radcheck.
Radcheck? Silly name. There should be a law against using a school as a recruiting station.
No. Radcheck doesn't do that at all. He sort of discourages you.
Well, that's good. Because you're going to Harvard, and that's the end of it.
It's my decision, not yours.
Oh, is that how it is, huh?
Wait, you two. Dad and I have a surprise for you that will settle this. Can you guess what it is?
No.
You wanted to see the galaxy? How about a trip to the Outer Rings? Zegama Beach, huh?
Rico gives a little smile.
I've always wanted to go there.
Good, good. Then it's all settled.
Dad hands Rico a drink. The party. Yellow, blue, and pink lights are reflected in a shimmering pool. The metallic walls of a huge building tower above the crowds of sophisticated graduates gathered in evening wear. Diz sees Rico and Carmen.
Don't go away.
I'm just going to go see Mr. Ratchet.
Diz grabs Rico.
Hey, Rico, you want to dance?
Actually, Diz, I promised Carmen...
Oh, come on, too bad for her. She's not around.
Diz pulls Rico towards the dance floor and puts her arm around him.
You know, it's sad after tonight, most of us probably won't see each other again.
She holds him closely and gazes at him.
So, you still gonna play for Rio?
Yeah, it looks like, unless Tokyo lets me start.
When you want to get you is lucky.
Johnny, how come we never got together?
She strokes his neck. Rico looks away uncomfortably.
Can't we just be friends, Diz?
She raises her brows and smiles.
Sir.
Rico turns his head and catches sight of Mr. Ratchack shaking hands with some people.
Look, Diz, I want to talk to Mr. Ratchack.
Hey, better hurry up if you want to catch him.
You're the best.
He kisses her on the cheek and rushes away. Carl smooches over to Diz and starts to dance with her. She smiles at him. Rico catches up with Mr. Ratchack.
Mr. Ratchack!
What is it, Rico?
I want to thank you. Your class was the best one I had this year.
Well, it's really not my job to please. I just hope you learned something.
I want to join up. I think I got what it takes to be a citizen.
Good for you. Go find her.
Well, my parents are against it. And I know it's my choice. I was wondering, what would you do if you were me?
Figuring things out for yourself is the only freedom anyone really has. Use that freedom. Make up your own mind, Rico.
Mr. Ratchak removes his hand from Rico's shoulder and walks away. Rico heads back towards the dance floor. Colored lantern lights hang across the area. The singer, in a shiny fitted blue dress, is accompanied by two backing vocalists. Rico searches the crowd for Carmen.
Johnny!
He finds her with the number 12 Giants player.
Mrs. Lander, this is what I heard.
Yeah, we know each other from the game. No hard feelings?
Oh, none at all. We won. Come on, Carmen. It's the last dance.
Well, maybe I'll see you at the academy.
Yeah, who knows?
He salutes as she goes.
Good luck.
To Rico.
Sandra's going for pilot, too.
You two have so much in common.
Johnny and Rico, are you jealous?
Well, maybe.
You don't have to be jealous.
She kisses him. Carl, with Diz, pokes his hand between their faces.
Hey, break it up, you two. There's a place for that sort of thing.
Rico turns back to Carmen.
I've been thinking, and I'm going to do it, Carmen.
This is your shadow.
I'm going to go for federal service.
That's great. Carl and I are signing up tomorrow. Come with us.
I will.
She kisses him again on the lips, on the cheek, and whispers in his ear.
My father's not home tonight.
She looks at him seductively and kisses him passionately. Around them, couples embrace and dance to the music. Rico, Carmen, and Carl pledge their allegiance at the Federal Service Building. Hundreds of others stand in line with their right hands raised. Above them is a large Federal Service banner in green, white, and blue, with the central motif of an eagle-like bird with its wings outstretched. Rico and Carmen hand the registration forms to a military man behind a desk. He stamps the paperwork. He's wearing a metal glove on his right hand.
Fresh meat for the grinder, eh?
The exchange looks.
So how'd your kids do?
I'm gonna be a pilot.
Well, good for you. We need all the pilots we can get.
Carl hands his form in.
Hey, did you get Starside R&D?
No. I don't believe it.
I got games in theory.
Games in theory? It's military intelligence.
Way to go, Carl.
Next time we meet, I'll probably have to salute you.
Carl pulls her face and leaves.
What about you, son?
Infantry, sir.
Good for you. Mobile infantry made me the man I am today.
He shakes Rico's hand with the metal glove. Rico notices he's in a wheelchair and both legs have been amputated. Rico catches up with Carmen and Carl.
Let's make a vow. No matter what, we'll always be friends.
I'll go for that.
They join hands on it.
Well, chances are we'll never see each other again. We'll be millions of light years away from each other. But, yeah, sure, why not?
At Rico's home...
You'll resign, and that's all there is to it. It may look bad, but if that's the worst you suffer, then that's fine.
I won't quit.
I'm telling you, you will. You're not going back. You're going on vacation.
I am not going on vacation. I want to be a citizen. It's my decision. I made it.
You walk out that door, you are cut off, young man. You understand me? All right, that's it. You are cut off!
Johnny, why won't you change your mind? Does citizenship mean that much to you?
Yeah, sure.
I hope so. I hope you don't ruin your life over some silly little girl who wants to look handsome in a uniform.
Don't talk about Carmen that way.
Johnny...
At a transportation station. The station is crowded with people departing for and arriving from intergalactic travel. Rico stands amongst them in t-shirt, trousers, and jacket, searching for Carmen.
Johnny.
You good girl here?
You're late.
My dad had to help me pack. Suddenly he's afraid he's never going to see me again or something. It was sweet, but it took forever.
She heads to Hub 39.
Anyway, I guess I'm ready to go.
Yeah, me too. I'm wearing everything I own.
Inserting a disc into a processor, she faces him.
I'm sorry your parents were mad.
Who cares? The Federation will give me everything I need for the next 2 years, right?
She removes her disc.
You talked to Carl?
Yeah, he left this morning. Couldn't say where.
Oh, it's exciting going away. But I'm scared, aren't you?
He puts her cases down and she gazes at him with pale blue eyes.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too.
I love you.
That's me.
Just say it once. Try it on for size.
I love you.
She leans towards him. They kiss. He watches her as she steps into a vac shuttle.
Don't forget to write.
I won't.
The door closes. The shuttle shoots away down a long, narrow corridor and out of sight. A federal network. Children surround three armed soldiers. A world that works.
Fully automatic burrito. Who wants to hold it?
Citizen rule. People making a better tomorrow.
The soldiers show their guns to the children who play and fight over them. Would you like to know more? Top news, a courtroom, Crime and Punishment.
A murderer was captured this morning and tried today.
Guilty.
An electric chair.
Sentence, death. Execution tonight at 6, all net, all channels. Would you like to know more?
Federal news, a man with piercing eyes lifts his head slowly. The words, "Are you psychic?" appear.
If you think you're psychic, maybe you are.
A third eye beams from his forehead.
Federal studies are being conducted in your community. Would you like to know more?
A boot camp. Small pod-like habitations surround the compound. Rico is amongst the new trainees.
Most of you will not live to be in the mobile infantry. The trouble is you are not good enough the way you are. Hands at your side. Cheer up. I am your senior drill instructor, Career Sergeant Sim. Suck it, Eckert. Feet together.
He beats the recruit with a baton.
Think this had to happen to me. What a bunch of apes. No, strike that. You don't rate that good. Never in my life have I seen...
A recruit, Kitten, starts to giggle nervously.
Do you think I'm funny? Do I make you laugh? Do you think I'm a comedian, son?
I'm sorry.
The first words and the last words out of your stinking holes will be, sir. Do you get me?
Sir, yes, sir.
See that armory? Run around it. Run, I said, run! Trust me, keep pace.
Move!
Anytime you think I'm being too tough, anytime you think I'm being unfair, anytime you miss your mommy, quit! You sign form 1248, you grab your gear, you take a stroll down Washout Lane. Do you get me?
Sir, yes, sir!
Pathetic. I wonder if there's a handful of guts in a whole bunch of you. Now, who here thinks they got what it takes to knock me down?
Sir! I guess maybe I do, sir!
Sergeant Zim removes his belt and beckons to the burly recruit Breckenridge, who charges at him. Breckenridge's arm breaks, the recruits wince.
You all right, son?
Sir, yes, sir! It's my arm! Becky, it's broken, sir!
Medic! Pain is in your mind! Who's next?
Sir! Recruit Flores, reporting for duty, sir.
Diz hands Zim her papers, which she checks. She casts a sly glance at Rico amongst the lineup of trainee recruits and smiles.
You specifically requested transfer from Fort Cronkite to this training unit?
Sir, I heard it was the best, sir.
It is the best.
But what makes you think you're good enough?
Diz drops her kit bag, takes off her regimental jacket and strikes a combat pose, recruits Katrina and Ace.
Now that's the kind of gal who makes squad leader.
That's my job you're talking about.
Fists poised, Diz challenges Zim. Eyes locked together, they prowl around each other, each waiting for the other to make the first move. Diz high kicks him. Zim makes to punch her. She blocks him and wallops him across the head. Zim drops to the ground. He kicks Diz's legs from under her. She's flat on her back. Zim presses his knee to her neck, and she struggles for breath. Later in the canteen, the new recruits queue for food.
You know, I'd like to kill that Sergeant Zim.
Whoa, improper attitude. They kick you out for talking like that.
Bye-bye. There you go, down Washout Lane.
Yeah, he either got what it takes or you don't.
Hey, there is a line.
No, wait your turn, Ace.
Hey, that easy little soldier. It's all the same, Mark.
Get in line like everyone else.
Ace looks at Rico, throws his tray down and stands in front of him, hands on hips. Rico stands his ground. Ace's face breaks into a grin.
You got some guts for a rich kid. I guess you and me could be buddies. What do you say?
He claps Rico's arm.
I'm honored.
Hey! Of course you are. Everybody should have a friend like me.
Come on, Ace. Back of the line, man. Back of the line.
Come on, back.
Woo-hoo! What a jerk, man.
Tough guy.
Rico walks away.
Hey, Rico, want to sit together?
No, thanks, Diz.
Rico sits down to eat.
What's your malfunction, Rico?
He turns to face her.
You are. I joined up to get out on my own, and you had to tag along.
You think I joined the mobile infantry because of you?
You saying you didn't?
She looks at him, shakes her head, and walks away. Ace, tall with blonde spiky hair, comes over and sits down.
Hi.
Forget about it, Ace. You don't stand a chance.
What makes you even think you're gonna make squad leader, Rico?
Something I got you don't.
Oh, you rich kids are all the same.
It isn't about that. It's about who's the best.
Hey!
Diz, swinging on a rope, pushes them both off the aerial runway and into the mud tank. Later, the squad continued training. Rico throws a knife and hits a bullseye.
Third squad!
Ace steps forward, takes a knife, aims, and throws. He misses.
Who needs a knife in a nuke fight anyway? All you gotta do is push a button. Sir?
Cease fire!
The recruits halt.
Put your hand on that wall, trooper.
Ace eyes the wooden partition behind him.
Put your hand on that wall!
Ace holds his hand against the wall, palm out. Sergeant Zim takes a knife and hurls it straight through Ace's hand, staking it to the wooden partition.
The enemy cannot push a button if you disable his hand.
Zim pulls his knife out.
Medic!
A communal shower room.
We all have one thing in common. We were all stupid enough to sign up for mobile infantry. Breckenridge, what's your excuse?
Oh, my family's all farmers. I hate farming. I mean, mobile infantry is like pure picnic by comparison.
All right, so they grow them big and dumb on the farm planet. And pretty!
I like big!
Jonathan, what about you?
Oh, I'm going into politics, and you know, you gotta be a citizen for that, so here I am.
Ah, you want some responsibility?
Yeah!
Shijumi, come on, let's keep it going.
I got into Harvard, but my father says forget it, it's gonna cost an arm and a leg, you know? So, if I serve, Federation pays my way.
I wanna have babies. You know, it's a lot easier to get a license if you serve, so...
I'm going career, officer's training, all the way.
Ah, future Sky Marshal. All right, Rico, your turn.
Who asked you to be so nosy?
What, I'm the bad guy? I'm gonna be a writer, you know? A writer's got a right to be nosy. Hey, Flores, do you know Rico from Buenos Aires? What's his story?
Oh, he's here because of a girl.
Rico turns his shower off. Jana slaps his bum as he walks away.
Is it you?
Diz shrugs. In the bunk room, Rico's filming on a FedCom's camera.
This is where we live. It's not much, but it's home. Right there, that's my bunk, where I dream about you every night.
Rico turns the camera to face him.
Boot's pretty tough. Sometimes I think I won't make it. But then I think about what you're doing and I try hard.
A couple of the others fool around him and moon at the camera. Rico lifts the camera and moves it further away. Ace stands in the background with a fiddle. Rico perches in front of the camera again.
Who knows? They might even make me squad leader.
The lights go out.
They're packing in.
The others play up to the camera. Ace grins and plays his fiddle. Katrina sings and kisses Rico on the cheek as he concludes. At Flight Academy, Carmen watches him on her screen.
Bye. Write me.
Bye. Orbit in 5, Ibanez. First one there gets to fly.
Carmen grabs a bag and rushes after her friend. They're wearing smart grey short jackets, black fitted trousers and black ties. They push their way along the corridor. Carmen goes into the lead by sliding down a banister. She's first into the pilot's seat of a spacecraft.
tracking it down.
Wait! Wait!
Two co-pilots join them.
Oh no, not Ibanez again. She's crazy.
Ready?
They shoot out of the holding carrier down the tunnel chute, clicking several switches in the crew module, the exit into space.
Deploying wings.
Wings slide out from the sides of the craft as it soars further away from the surface of the planet. The spacecraft glides towards a huge, long and thin spaceship. Entering the ship's frame, Carmen steers the craft through its cavernous center past a network of metal girders. The two male co-pilots cling on, terrified, as confidently she turns the craft and it shoots upwards, past walls of steel and out through a small opening. Outside, the tiny craft is minuscule beside the massive construction suspended in space. Carmen beams.
How come you're in such a good mood, huh? Because today I get to fly that.
She looks through the window at a large starship attached to the mothership, a grey hard frigate waiting to be launched. Carmen steps through doors into the frigate. She marches straight through to the bridge, confidently approaches the captain and salutes.
Pilot trainee Ibanez, reporting for duty, ma'am.
Take the number two chair, Ibanez.
Yes, ma'am.
Carmen takes the number two chair behind the controls and checks in.
Identify.
Ibanez, T325A, clear.
Number one chair spins round at a smiling Xander.
What are you doing here?
I'm the guy who's going to teach you to fly this crate.
Assistant instructor. Should I call you, sir?
Only when I give you an order.
Prepare for departure.
It's amazing us running into each other like this. Maybe it's fate.
Maybe not. Heard about this crazy girl coming through the academy. Solid math, a little wild on the stick, but a natural. And when it turned out to be you, I just made sure that we would run into each other.
Roger, Young, cleared for undocking and departure.
All right, Ibanez. Take her out.
Yes, ma'am.
Carmen checks the instrument panel and carefully pulls back the pitch lever. The frigate gently shudders out of its bay. The frigate eases backwards slowly between two walls of girders. It's still attached to two long anchor tubes. Xander watches the tubes unfurl and extend to their utmost. He quickly checks Carmen. The captain leans forward. Carmen releases them.
Simulation, my supervisors can never keep up.
Well, this isn't simulation anymore, so take her out easy. Cadet.
Yes, sir.
The frigate is almost clear of the parking bay with just its nose to clear. Carmen steers the back round. The nose almost touches the wall of the parking zone.
5 meters from object. 3 meters from object.
The frigate clears. A relieved Xander clocks a look at the captain, then turns to Carmen.
Don't exceed port speed.
Or what?
Or they revoke your flight status. And mine.
She smiles at him.
Your career's in my hands.
He looks at her teasing smile with a furrowed brow. The frigate gracefully moves through space, away from base.
Steady as she goes, number two. Prepare for warp.
Yes, ma'am.
Number one, designed for Jupiter orbit.
All crew, all sections, stand by to cut in C drive.
Star drive in. Five, four, ready, three, steady, two, go.
They watch the holoscreens flash to indicate their position as Star Drive In catapults the frigate through space. At Mobile Infantry Base Camp, Rico and Diz are on an assault course. They engage in combat crossfire. Electric devices are attached to each trooper's chest protector armor. Their weapons fire energy beams, which cause the electric devices to spark and temporarily disable a trooper. Blue team are taken out by the red team, except for Rico and Diz, who take cover.
Man, they're defended. No way in.
Flip 6-3 hole.
What?
You're in a flip 6-3 hole play, and you can score.
Cover me.
Got it.
Rico rushes forward, dodging fire by throwing himself into a tumble. Diz covers him.
No!
Rico leaps onto a partition and somersaults over three of the red team, taking them out when he lands.
Thanks, buddy! Bastard!
Rico takes Ace's gun and runs forward, shooting two more of the red team. Then three more. He runs onto a raised platform, drops his gun and picks up a flag, waving it triumphantly. From the observation point, Sergeant Zim and another NCO watch.
He's got some moves.
Give him a squad, see what he can do.
In the bunk room, Rico is polishing his squad leader badge. Ace and Kitten are shitting pool.
Someone's got to teach you guys how to place the pool here.
Look at him. You ever seen anybody so pleased with himself?
Well, Zim must have had to choose someone to be his brown nose.
Ace smiles and goes back to pool. Rico leans over Diz. She looks up at him solemnly.
I couldn't have done it without you, Diz. Friends?
He holds his hand out.
Friends.
They shake hands.
Mail call! Mimi!
Yeah, it's me.
Shijumi!
Yeah.
Rico!
Yeah.
Breckenridge!
Yeah.
Nyland!
Yeah, here I am. Oh, great. My dad.
That's all, folks.
Rico takes his diskette mail to a processor. Diz watches him sadly. The computer reads Federal Communication Service play message. It's Carmen.
Hi, Johnny. I'm sorry I haven't written you sooner,
Rico,
really
you don't deserve that.
It's really got us going here. They must have made you squad leader by now. And if they haven't, tell them to talk to me.
See? All it takes is the love of a good woman.
Carmen watches Jupiter through her pod window.
Look at that.
Stop it.
Isn't it beautiful? I love it out here.
Rico looks at her lovingly.
That's also the problem. Because I think I'm gonna go career. I want to command a ship of my own, and you know, I don't think that's gonna leave a lot of room for you and me, Johnny.
Rico's friends quickly dissipate, leaving Rico alone.
I know that's not what you wanted to hear. But, I have to follow my heart. I'm sorry. Write me, all right? Write me so that I know we'll always be friends.
The words end of message appear on the screen. Rico shakes his head and switches the processor off. Diz glares at him sadly. A concerned Ace, Breckenridge, and some others watch him sitting on his bunk, flicking the disc between his fingers.
Funny how they always want to be friends after they rip your guts out.
Yeah. That's what I deserve.
What are you talking about?
Ace sits beside him.
I joined up for her. I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for her.
What are you talking about? You made squad leader on your own.
Ace claps him on the shoulder.
Hey, still got me to kick around.
Ace grins and gets up. Training with Sergeant Zim.
When the game's over, children, you will be firing live ammunition in a simulated combat environment. You will exercise extreme caution on my assault course. Do you get me?
Sir, yes, sir!
Rico, take him out.
First fire team with me. Next team in 10 seconds.
Maximum score has been 280. I expect you to do better.
Go!
The front line of troopers rush forward with their rifles raised. Artificial green soldiers rise from the assault course and fire laser-like streaks of light.
Jumi, stay down!
Diz runs forward, blasting one of the artificial soldiers. She shouts to Breckenridge.
Hey! Goddammit, Breckenridge! We're in line of fire!
It's my helmet! It's all screwed up!
You got it for all this fire!
Damn!
Some shit! Diz, stay put! What's the problem?
Damn thing keeps getting in my way!
How come whenever something goes wrong, it's always you, Breckenridge?
It must be because I'm big and dumb!
Yeah,
hit by a laser, Janna falls over, firing her gun. She blows the top of Breckenridge's head off. Rico kneels beside the body of Breckenridge.
Rico! You are relieved of squad command!
Rico faces the Major.
Rico, did you give the recruit permission to remove his helmet?
Sir, yes, sir. Breckenridge reported a helmet malfunction, and I asked him to show it to me, sir.
Are you rated to repair the M3 tactical helmet, Rico?
Rico purses his lips.
Sir, no, sir.
Then why did you order your man to remove his helmet during a live fire exercise?
Sir, I needed everyone in my squad operational, sir. I wanted to win, sir.
The Major looks at Zim, who stands to attention nearby. Through the window, Janna can be seen in civilian clothes, pausing momentarily to glance at Rico. The Major stands up and watches her leave the compound.
Sergeant, we've already lost two recruits over this incident. Do you think there's any possibility of salvaging this man?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right. We'll try administrative punishment.
Out on the compound, a bare-chested Rico is marched towards two parallel steel pillars.
Prisoner! Halt!
Rico stops by the pillars. Sergeant Zim pulls a leather strap from a hole at the top of each steel beam and attaches the straps around Rico's wrists. He presses a button on the beam, and this pulls Rico's arms taut, lifting them above his head. Around the compound, troops stand to attention, observing this punishment ritual.
Lay down on this, son. It helps. I know.
Rico stares into Zim's eyes and bites down on the piece of leather handed to him. Zim steps back and takes his position.
For incompetence of command, for failure to abide by safety regulations during a live fire exercise, for negligence which contributed to the death of a teammate, recruit trainee John Rico is sentenced to administrative punishment. 10 lashes. You may carry out the sentence.
A long, thin leather whip is unfurled by a soldier. Rico flinches in agony, red bloody welts stretch across his back. Space. Carmen is taking third watch of controls of the frigate starship. She's sitting at the bridge alone and monitoring the instrument panels and holoscreens.
All sections secure. EBS is high normal. Switch to slave on my mark.
You're reading on ES5.
Xander comes in and hands her a drink.
Thanks. You read my mind. Oh, third watch always seems to last forever.
I don't know. It depends on who you're spending it with.
He smiles cheekily at her.
Something's wrong.
He clocks their current position.
There.
No, I replotted the course. It's more efficient this way.
3 weeks aboard a starship and you think that you can lick my naps?
Check it.
He glances at her, then looks at the monitor with the plotted course.
You know, I was talking with Captain Deladier, and she said...
Don't change the subject. Am I right?
He checks the monitor for course analysis. The words new course optimal appear on the screen.
Yeah. You're right.
So what did the captain say?
She thinks we gotta team up officially and crew for her.
You and me, huh?
We're good together, Carmen. We're way ahead of the curve in every department. I can anticipate you. You know what I want.
She shakes her head.
No. What do you want?
Smiling, she gazes into his eyes. Resting on a ledge, the surface of Carmen's drink is at an angle.
There's a gravity field out there.
They look out anxiously.
Run a scan. Sensors on.
There.
The captain appears on a monitor.
Gravity at 225 and rise.
Report.
Captain, we're in the path of an unidentified object moving toward us at high speed.
Profile suggests an asteroid, ma'am.
On the control panel, gravitic distortion flashes on the holoscreen. A bright orange star pours onto the screen. A large boulder-like object heading towards them is visible from the bridge.
Impact, 6 seconds. Emergency evasion.
Collision alarm flashes on the monitor. Carmen accesses the emergency buttons. Carmen presses the power on emergency button.
Fire!
With a surge of speed, Carmen pushes the pitch lever forward. The gravitational pull causes the ship to crash and bump against the asteroid as Carmen steers beneath it.
Close compartment 21.
Carmen presses a green enable button, burning debris from the ship floats off into space. Carmen and Xander steer the ship further and further away from the asteroid. Relieved, they look at one another. The captain and crew rush in.
Where'd it come from?
It came out of the Arachnid quarantine zone, ma'am.
The captain runs to the bridge.
Number four, contact fleet, tell them there's a loose asteroid headed their way.
Communications are down, ma'am. They're gone.
Damage assessment.
Hull's compromised. We're lucky to be alive, ma'am.
Luck didn't have anything to do with it.
Looking at Carmen and Xander.
We have a hell of a flight team.
She smiles admiringly at them. Xander gestures towards Carmen, who smiles. Diz comes over.
Really stinks you going.
Yeah, well, the mobile infantry will just have to get along without me.
She sits on his bunk.
I don't get it, Rico. You took your licks. If they didn't want you, they would have kicked you out.
Hey. I joined up for the wrong reasons. I got a guy killed. I figure that kind of proves I don't have what it takes.
Rico! Your call's going through. Take it there.
Rico goes to the Federal Services Communique Monitor where his call is connected. It's his mother from Buenos Aires.
Hello? Oh, Johnny!
Hi, Mom.
Bill, pick it up. It's Johnny.
Johnny?
Dad?
Where's your uniform?
Bill?
It's just good to hear from you. How are you, son?
It's not really working out here for me, Dad. I was hoping it would be all right if I came home.
Of course, you should come home immediately.
I'm sorry. I've been an idiot.
Now, don't talk like that. You just come on home. Talk things out. We love you, son.
The monitor flickers.
Oh, my, what's that?
It's like rain.
This time of year?
Sure is dark.
Your transmission has been terminated due to atmospheric interference. Please try your call again later.
Rico turns away from the screen, pulls his bag over his shoulder, and heads past Diz.
I'll see ya.
Hey. You take that stroll down Washout Lane. You're only proving one thing, Johnny.
What's that, Diz?
She walks up to him and stares him in the eye.
That you don't have what it takes to be a citizen.
She leaves. Rico takes a deep breath and goes. He carries his bag across the concourse, past groups of recruits training, some jogging, some practicing unarmed combat, others following a general fitness regime. He looks about wistfully as he heads towards the exit. The groups begin to break up. Troops start running in the same direction. A puzzled Rico watches them and runs with them.
Hey, what's going on? War! We're going to war!
Rico rushes with the panic-stricken troops towards a hollow screen.
The devastation we are seeing is unparalleled. Judging from early estimates, millions dead. A city in ruins.
Is that Geneva?
Goddamn bugs whacked us, Chuck.
The meteor was shot out of orbit by bug plasma that derived from Clendathil, the arachnid's home planet.
Diz moves through the shocked crowds towards Rico. Images of a city ablaze appear on the screen.
Nothing lives in what was once called the Latin Paradise.
Oh, Johnny, it's us.
Buenos Aires has been wiped off the earth.
Fires and black billowing smoke engulf Buenos Aires.
Tom.
Rico's grief-stricken.
The Federal Council met moments ago and voted unanimously for mobilization to destroy the arachnid threat.
8,764,584 dead. Rico pushes his way out.
I'll go anywhere.
Forget it, Jim. We need you here.
I want combat, sir.
The only way you're going to see combat is if you bust yourself to private. Get me?
Yes, sir. I get you.
Sir! What do you want, Rico?
I wish to reconsider my request to drop out, sir.
You already signed your 1248, son. It wouldn't be legal.
Major, I know it was wrong. I didn't learn from one mistake and I made another, sir.
You made your decision, son.
Sir, my family... My whole family was in Buenos Aires, sir.
Sergeant Zim holds up Rico's release form.
Is this your signature, Rico?
Sir, yes it is, sir.
Zim looks at the major, who nods and turns away. Zim faces Rico.
Doesn't look like it to me.
Rico smiles.
Carry on, Private.
Yes, sir.
A federal network news report, the word war appears in blazing letters of fire. A vast hall of people, a speaker addresses them.
In Geneva, the Federal Council convenes.
We must meet the threat with our valor, our blood, indeed with our very lives, to ensure that human civilization, not insect, dominates this galaxy now and always.
Sky Marshal Beans announces plans for an offensive against Clendathu, source of the bug meteor that destroyed Buenos Aires.
Know your foe.
Every day, federal scientists are looking for new ways to kill bugs.
Carl.
Your basic arachnid warrior isn't too smart, but you can blow off a limb.
Carl fires at an arachnid.
It's still 86% combat effective. Here's a tip. Aim for the nerve stem and put it down for good.
Carl fires at the bug. Green slime pours from its thorax.
Would you like to know more?
Do your part.
Everyone's doing their part. Are you?
Children stamp on cockroaches.
The war effort needs your effort. At work, at home, in your community.
A spaceship, countdown to victory.
We now break net and take you live to Fleet Battle Station Ticonderoga, deep inside the arachnid quarantine zone, where the men and women of the Federal Armed Services prepare to attack.
DXQ uplink on 2, 1, you're on.
No one here in the AQZ knows exactly when the invasion of Clendathu will occur, but everyone's talking about it, and the talk says tomorrow. Here's a bunch of MI kids that look like they could eat bugs for lunch.
Yum, yum, Diz. Yum.
So, Trooper, you're not too worried about fighting the arachnids?
Hey, shoot a nuke down a bug hole, you got a lot of dead bugs,
I
all
just
right?
hope it's not over before we get some.
Some say the bugs were provoked by the intrusion of humans into their natural habitat, that a live-and-let-live policy is preferable to war with the bugs.
Let me tell you something. I'm from Buenos Aires, and I say kill them all!
Yeah! Nico looks straight at the camera and walks off.
Big bad bugs, huh?
Hey, guys. We ought to get tattoos.
Let's all get cut together.
What do I want a tattoo for?
Oh, what? Your skin's too pretty? Come on, everyone.
Hey, Johnny!
Rico looks around.
It's Johnny Rico.
He walks over.
Carmen?
He runs towards her and catching sight of her badges, he salutes.
At ease. Guess I ought to lose the hat when I'm off duty. Hi, Diz.
Diz nods.
Carmen?
Rico removes his cap.
My mother was right about you. You look great in your uniform.
You look pretty good yourself.
So, what do you hear? You know about anyone who made it out of BA alive?
Most of the time I don't think about it. Like it happened to someone else. Then it hits me and I can't stop crying.
Well, we're still alive. Gotta be happy about that.
You don't look very happy to see me.
Should I be?
Johnny. It's different now. We're at war. I mean, I think what I did was probably the best thing for both of us.
Everything copacetic, Lieutenant?
Xander comes up.
Xander, you remember Johnny? Xander and I are our flight team now.
Yeah, we're best in the fleet.
Rico stares at Carmen.
I get it. This is the part that's best for both of us. Don't do me any more favors.
Johnny, wait.
Yeah, forget it, Lieutenant. He's mobile infantry. See, when you're trained to kill, it just doesn't pay to be polite. You got something to say about the mobile infantry? I think you heard me. You want to make something of it? Private? Not with an officer. No, sir. The MI doesn't mean stupid troopers. Let's disregard rank.
Xander, please.
Buddy, hear that? Rank is not an issue here.
Don't do this.
Come on, what's he gonna do?
Rico throws a punch and Xander falls onto a table. Rico jumps on him. Xander elbows him in the stomach and flips him over his head when he crashes down onto the table. Pinned to the table, Xander punches him over and over. Rico kicks him on the side of the head with his knee. They're pulled apart. Diz rushes in.
Mobile infantry and fleet don't mix. Come on.
Diz pushes Rico away.
Come on, let's go.
Carmen pushes Xander. A laser robot claw tattoos Rico's arm.
Mobile infantry rules!
Yeah! Oh, God, that hurts!
Hey, well, I got something that might hurt just a little bit more.
Ace pours on alcohol.
Oh, yeah! We're gonna fight! And we're gonna win! Yeah!
Kitten, Ace, Diz, and Rico clench their fists and press their arms together. They all have the same tattoo, a human skull with the word death above it. To war, a fleet of starships glides swiftly through space, frigates and attack cruisers side by side.
This is the captain speaking. All personnel prepare to withdraw. We are at D-minus 3 and counting.
Inside a frigate, thousands of armed troopers rush towards the smaller attack crafts and pile in, taking their places along the inner walls of each craft and locking in.
We are going in with the first wave!
These more bugs for us to kill.
You smash the entire area. You kill anything that has more than two legs. You get me?
We get you, sir!
The attack crafts pull out of the frigate slowly, shuddering and jerking as they go. Inside, the troopers pinned to their positions breathe deeply. Some faces are focused, some are fearful. All stare ahead in anticipation. Emerging out of the frigate and released from the holding gate, the craft fall into formation, moving away from the fleet. A steel gate falls into position over each trooper's shoulder. Diz, sitting opposite Rico, gives him a thumbs up. The attack craft jet away towards Glendathu.
Plasma, ma'am, from the planet.
Bug batteries. According to military intelligence, it'll be random and light. Drop status?
Drop is 35% complete, ma'am.
Blue-white plasma explosions are blasted from the surface of Glendathu.
Steady as she goes, number two.
Carmen nods at the captain. The fleet is jolted about as they dodge the full force of the explosions.
Remember your training! And you will make it back alive!
The troopers rattle and shake in their steel harnesses, breathe with difficulty, scream and are nauseous and exhilarated with terror. From the cockpit of her ship, Carmen looks out as ships around them explode in flames.
This isn't random or light. Someone made a mistake.
That's it. We're empty, ma'am.
A worried Xander looks down at the instrument panel. A white plasma beam explodes a frigate near them. Ablaze, it cruises off course and into the path of another frigate.
Someone made a big goddamn mistake.
The two frigates crash and are alight. Carmen and Xander steer the ship past the burning frigates and into higher orbit. Explosive white beams of light shoot from Glendathu, surrounding them. One explodes against the cockpit windscreen, shattering the glass with a burst of flame. The attack crafts reach Glendathu. The landing lights come on and they drop to the ground. The doors of each craft spring open and the troopers rush out, thousands and thousands of them into the dark, grimy grey landscape. All round them, explosions fill the sky as more and more craft attempt to land. Rico, Diz, Ace and Kitten rush forward. The troopers run forward without stopping across scree-strewn rocky ground. They move onto a rock surface, then dive for cover. Ahead, giant slow-moving beetles plod across the ground, lifting their bulbous abdomens, which quiver and boil with a gaseous substance. The abdomens burst open and the blue-white liquid shoots into the sky. It's an explosive beam of plasma.
Luca! Levi! Rico!
The emergency!
The troops load their rocket launchers, blasting two beetles nearest them.
Follow me! Let's go!
They charge ahead, thick grey smoke engulfing them.
First platoon! Left flank! Split up! The first attack is gone, follow me! Two cover! Left with me!
An arachnid leaps out in front of them.
Fire!
Diz, Ace, and the others shoot at the arachnid. Green slime pours from its amputated limbs as it screams, its pincer-like jaws snapping until they finish it off.
Here they come! Ace, what are we doing?
I don't know.
Hordes of bugs stampede towards them.
I don't know.
Kill them! Kill them all!
Rika opens fire, the others follow, the bugs rush forward, green slime spews everywhere.
Come on!
Shijumi.
Come on! You want some? Get some! Yeah! Hit some heck!
A bug spears Shijumi with its pincer.
Shijumi!
The other bugs rip Shijumi apart.
Get out of here!
Katrina turns on her heels and runs back. Drank trampled beneath Katrina. She falls into a steep ravine and an arachnid climbs out of its cave. Katrina tries to crawl away, but the bug grasps her by the leg and drags her screaming back into its nest. The platoon run for their lives, chased by thousands of arachnids.
What's going on? You guys come!
It's a general retreat! Back to the boat!
The troopers head for the spacecrafts.
It's an ugly planet! A boat planet! A planet hostile to life!
The FedNet news reporter talks to camera, turns to see an arachnid towering over him. The bug lunges. The cameraman keeps filming as the reporter is crushed between the mandibles of the bug. As the troops retreat, they fire at the bug. It drops the dismembered body of the reporter.
Come on! Go, go, go! Get out of here now!
Rico shouts at the cameraman as they flee. Kitten turns to shoot a bug. It leaps on him and tears his body apart. Rika rushes back, shooting at the bug until it drops to the ground. Rika turns away. The dying bug lifts its head and pierces him through the leg with its mandible. Rika writhes in pain. He looks up as another bug rushes forward. He shoots it with a pump-action gun. Then another bug. He shoots, and he shoots, and he shoots. Dwork News Report.
Accepting responsibility for Klandathu, Sky Marshal Deans resigns. His successor, Sky Marshal Tahat Maru, outlines her new strategy.
To fight the bug, we must understand the bug. We can ill afford another Klandathu.
Would you like to know more? Federal scientists struggle to explain the intelligent military actions of the arachnids.
When a colony reaches a certain size, 300 generations or something, it gets smarter.
Insects with intelligence? Have you ever met one? I can't believe I am hearing this nonsense.
Would you just
this
wait
is the most ridiculous
moment.
Conversation I have
maybe
ever had.
There is some kind of bug that we haven't seen yet. A leadership caste, a hive brain.
Brain bugs? Frankly, I find the idea of a bug that thinks offensive.
End of news report. A badly damaged fleet of frigate starships glide through space. They approach the mothership. Carmen's in the pilot cockpit of one, scarred and exhausted.
Ticonderoga, this is Roger Young requesting approach vector.
Affirmative, Roger Young. 1-0-0-9-er-5-2. Welcome back.
They observe the destroyed fleet.
My God. How could this happen?
We thought we were smarter than the bugs.
They draw near the landing station. All round them lie the destroyed remains of a once great fleet. The frigates and attack cruisers which made it back to base are mostly burnt or burning great charred pieces of grey steel. Inside the mothership, the lucky troopers who escaped lie everywhere, many wounded and missing limbs. Carmen and Xander walk amongst the wounded. One man who's lost a leg and is covered with blood reaches out in agony to a medic. Carmen walks to a holoscreen which lists Klandathu casualties at 308,463.
It's strange, there's almost no wounded at all.
Bugs don't take prisoners.
Carmen types on the keypad, her answer, Rico John D, deceased. Xander comes up behind her and puts a reassuring hand on her shoulder. She flees, upset. The name flashed on the screen shrinks back into the alphabetic display, along with the endless list of all the other deceased. Elsewhere, Rico, wounded, hangs suspended unconscious in a tank of green-lit water, breathing through a tube while an automated pincer-like instrument surgically repairs a deep gash on his leg, minutely knitting the tissue together.
There he is. Hey, Johnny! Hey!
Ace and Diz go to the hexagonal glass tank.
Hey, Johnny!
Hey, Rico!
Wake up! What
are you doing, fish boy? Hey, look! You're dead!
Killed in action!
Three days.
You're out.
Good as new. See you
later. Bye.
Rico gives a thumbs up. Diz turns back and plants a big smoochy kiss on the glass wall of the tank and smiles. Rico, the breathing tube in his mouth, lies submerged, his eyes open. Space, the flotilla of federal ships, passes the twin suns and arrives in stationary orbit above the arachnid planet Klandathu. Inside the ship, Rico, cured, heads down a corridor with Diz and Ace.
So what do you hear about our new unit?
Roughnecks killed more bugs than any other outfit on
Decay. Yeah, well, I hear their lieutenant's a real nutbuster.
Carrying kit bags, they arrive at an equipment bay.
Who's top kick?
A man confronts Rico.
You want the job, huh?
I wouldn't mind.
I would.
A woman stares him out.
Just doing my part.
Orders.
Rico produces a chitty.
Yours? Where have you been besides Big K? Outer Ring, Zegama Beach.
Zegama Beach. I always wanted to go there.
Good luck. It's not there anymore.
So I hear your lieutenant's a real nutbuster.
She hits him with a right hook.
No one talks about the lieutenant that way. He saved my life.
Mine too.
Same for me.
Me too.
Well, sounds like he's quite a guy.
Who do you think saved your ass?
Stand by. Attention on deck!
Lieutenant Ratjack arrives, flexing his distinctive metal fingers. He walks down the human aisle of troopers, all standing stiffly to attention. Ratjack addresses Rico, Diz, and Ace.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits. You don't do your job, I'll shoot you. You get me.
We get you, sir!
Welcome to the Roughnecks.
Ratcats, Roughnecks!
At ease, listen up. Got a new Sky Marshal and a new battle plan. Gonna clean out the systems outlying Klandathu one planet at a time. Tomorrow we hit Tango Urilla. After Fleet glasses the planet, MI mops up. Carry on.
On Klandathu, the arachnids are massing, snapping at each other, flocking in hordes on a dusty plain under the hot and cloudless pale sky. Overhead, an arrowhead formation of attack craft zooms in for the first pass over the enemy. The bugs scatter and die in droves as the attack craft swoop, dropping powerful incendiaries, engulfing the fleeing bugs in searing orange flame. Through the resultant smoke, Lieutenant Ratchik leads the heavily armed Roughnecks into rearguard action. The valley's littered with scorched and twisted arachnid corpses and black smoke rising in columns amidst the hills.
All right. Spread out! Fire teams! You locate a bughole, nuke it.
The Roughnecks spread out across the landscape of jagged, crumbling, stony ground.
Walk in. Take out Flores and Rico.
Copy that. Move out!
First platoon, we're going for that ridge. Libby, with me.
No, I'm an A-squad. I'm going with Rico.
Shut up and follow.
They walk, eyes vigilant, past the smoking, carbonized arachnid corpses and head up a slope. Suddenly, a live one rears up in their path. they opened fire, driving it back, blasting it into submission. It falls, kicking and writhing in agony under a hail of bullets. Watkins delivers a salvo into its eye and finishes it off. Its green blood splatters him. He looks at Diz, his face splattered in green slime.
Ain't much to look at after you scrape him off your booth.
Bug hole. There.
Watkins fires another round at the bug. Gingerly, they walk towards the hole. Four arachnids spring out. Rico takes a small metal conical device and loads it into a bazooka. The device shoots down the bug hole. Shockwaves rip through the ground. Watkins gets a signal.
Move!
They arrive to find troopers under attack, holding off a small posse of arachnids. Rico joins the woman who sought Ace. The ground begins to tremble.
You got a bug problem, ma'am?
I still a trooper!
Together they pound a bug with bullets. Bug's bodies pile up in a mound as the circling troopers close in. But behind them, the earth opens up. Rico turns to see a giant ant crawl out of a hole. The roughnecks run as the massive ant with fiery green eyes lumbers towards them.
Get down!
It rears up and prepares to attack. It sprays a jet of fire. A trooper's arm melts in flames. Rico runs to the top of a bluff and gets above the creature. He steels himself and prepares to take a running jump. He lands on its back, firing shots into its armor-like exoskeleton. Orange goo spurts up from the hole he creates. Ratchet, tending to a trooper, watches in admiration from a distance. Rico slips and grabs hold of the edge of the wound in the ant's back. He's thrown around, but he hangs on and takes a grenade off his belt and primes it. He throws the grenade into the wound as the bug shakes him off and he falls to the ground. The bug explodes and drenches Rico in orange goo. Ratchek supports the maimed trooper and goes to Rico.
Call for retrieval.
Medic!
Nice moves. Where'd you learn how to do that, soldier?
Back in school, sir. Don't you remember? I was captain of the team.
Rico?
Sir.
I need a corporal. You're it until you're dead, or till I find somebody better.
Thank you, sir.
All right, saddle up!
What are you doing, Corporal?
I need a squad leader.
Oh, no. No, I've been there. I blew it. I'm just here to fight.
What about it, Diz?
She gives him a smart salute.
Looks like I'm your girl, sir.
The three of them bump helmets. Night. Two supply canisters arrive as the troopers mill around the camp.
Listen up! I expect the best, and I give the best.
Ratchek heaves out a barrel.
Here's the beer.
He holds out a big metal chest.
Here's the entertainment.
He grabs a football from amongst the goodies in the chest and throws it.
Have fun. That's an order.
Ace goes to the chest and grabs a green Perspex violin. Watkins.
You killed Bugs good.
Thanks.
He hands Rico a drink.
You knew the lieutenant before the war. What was he like?
He was a teacher. Kind of like he knew it all. He always had this little smile.
Yeah, well, he don't smile much anymore.
Yeah, well, I guess your bottle fills up real quick when your kids get smeared.
Come on, Corporal.
No, I don't do that anymore.
I remember when you used to dance. Come on.
Do I have to pull rank?
She's taken aback and seems hurt.
Excuse me, sir.
She turns to Watkins, bows and presents her arm like a nobleman inviting a lady to dance. Watkins accepts and they go off together.
Rico. You once asked me for advice. Want some now?
Yes, sir.
Lieutenant, HQ's on the come.
Ratchet nods.
Never pass up a good thing.
He goes, leaving Rico considering. He looks to Diz and Watkins dancing together and makes his move.
Watkins!
Here?
He gives Watkins two empty beer cups. Watkins leaves Rico with Diz. Ace comes over and plays the waltz to the pair of them as they begin to dance together. Rico's eyes soften as he and Diz gaze at each other.
So, Rico, what are you doing after the dance?
He looks her in the eye, then moves in closer, and they canoodle. Later, Diz roughly tears at the zip on Rico's jacket, baring his naked chest. She bites his skin and devours his mouth in a hungry kiss. Sitting astride him, she rears back, slides off her braces and takes off her T-shirt. He tears his jacket off and sits up, trapping her by the arms, her T-shirt covering her eyes. He teases her as she waits for his kiss. He holds back. She strains to find his mouth, then he kisses her, holding her naked skin close to his. She pulls free of the T-shirt and opens her eyes, smiling.
What's so funny?
You know, it's the way things work out.
They kiss more tenderly and fall back gently onto the bed in Rico's small sleeping module. His head rests on a green dimpled rubber pillow, the module's lit by a small strip-light unit. Rico pushes Diz's thick curly brown hair off her face and gazes at her.
We finally got together, Diz.
I love you, Johnny.
On his face, a slight flinch turns into a flicker of a smile. He hesitates, then answers her by pulling her close and kissing her. She responds.
Rico!
Diz dives under the quilt.
We're moving out. There's been a distress call from General Owen on Planet B, so get your shit wired and report in 10 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Who's that with you?
Diz peeps out from her hiding place.
Florence, sir.
Make it 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
20 minutes.
We can do it.
Planet P. The terrain, like a range of sand-colored termite hills on a mountainous scale, a squad of Federation troopers walk down a gully. Out of the corner of his eye, Ratchik notices a disturbance above and stones falling down the rock face. He walks on. Rico uses a monocular device to scan the rocks, gets a fleeting glimpse of a winged bug scurrying out of sight.
Whiskey Outpost, do you copy? This is Roughneck 20 on TAC 3. Come in, please.
Whiskey Outpost, this is Roughneck 20 on TAC 3.
Any contact with General Owen?
No, sir. Not even the transponder signal.
It's these canyons. Go to higher ground, sir.
The sergeant moves up the rock face. A winged bug scuttles by behind them.
Whiskey Outpost, this is Roughneck 20 on...
Swooping down, a winged bug spears the sergeant in the belly and carries him off to its lair high up in the rocks. Ratchik barks a command at Watkins.
Sugar, you're what?
Watkins throws him his gun. The winged bug drops the sergeant into its rocky nest.
Help me!
Ratchik trains the telescopic sights on the victim. The bug gets ready to sting. Ratchik fires, killing the sergeant, then turns to the roughnecks.
I'd expect anyone in this unit to do the same for me. Rico!
Sir.
You're acting sergeant. Move him out.
You heard the lieutenant! Saddle up!
They carry on their way. Arriving in a wide canyon, they approach a prefabricated metal fort built of panels ranged in a circle and very like a cavalry fort of the old Wild West. The fort looks deserted. its lookout tower unmanned. Ratchet signals to three front troopers to go on ahead. They run up a drawbridge and enter the fort. Ratchet waves on the rest of the squad. Inside the fort, the floor is littered with dismembered bodies, spattered blood and squished remains. Ratchet removes his helmet as he looks around.
Watkins.
Sir.
Secure this compound. Police these bodies.
Yes, sir. Give me three up on the tower. Now. OP there. OP there.
Ace looks in a room.
Thanks in there.
Rico.
Yes, sir.
You need retrieval. This place crawls. Get somebody in a communications tent and get me an uplink.
Yes, sir. This. Check it out.
Man group with me.
Rico follows on into the fort interior modules.
Lieutenant!
The mess room's exactly that, a mess.
Dirty bugs came in right while they're having chow. Ugh.
They pick their way through mangled metal and gore to a deep hole in the ground.
Yeah, this is where they got in.
Lieutenant! I think you're gonna want to see this.
What you got for us?
God, I hate this place.
Rico spots a bug, a massive wood lice of a thing lying dead under some debris. Ratchet finds a dead soldier slumped on a desk. He lifts the corpse's head and looks in its face and asks for a second opinion.
What does that look like to you, Rico?
Looks like a bug was in his brain, sir.
Ratchet parts the hair on the corpse's scalp and inspects the brain cavity. He pokes his metal fingers in and pulls out nothing but strands of red goo.
They sucked his brains out.
Diz, Ace, and Rico grimace. Rico and Ace lead the investigation to a closed metal cabinet.
Open that.
Help! Officer on the deck!
Pick up the general.
Don, is it safe? We've got to get out of here!
General!
Sir!
General Owen straightens up.
Thank God for you. All of you. You're all going to be heroes. Every last one of you.
Close that hole.
Sir.
I had to evade capture. The security of the Federation was at stake. I have operational knowledge of what we're up to out here.
Flores, I need that uplink.
Working on it, sir.
Damn it.
See? They get in your mind. Look, they did it to Farley. They got in his mind. They make you do things. They made Farley call headquarters.
The distress call was a trap.
They're just like us. They want to know what makes us tick. They want to know us so they can kill us.
Roughnecks, this is Lead. Prepare for attack. I repeat, we're going to be attacked.
Where's the retrieval boat?
Mayday, mayday, this is Roughneck 20 to Battle Group. Do you read?
Oh, God! We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Ratchet fails him.
Control yourself, General.
I can't! I wish you'd just shoot me. Lieutenant! Just a little out of his mind, sir.
Warm it all up! Everything you've got! Come on, you ape! You want to live forever?
The Roughnecks scramble to take up position around the perimeter. Coming in like a rushing sea, bugs by the thousands swarm through the canyon towards the fort, a seething tide of arachnids like spider crabs, moving fast on long, spiky legs. The Roughnecks prime their battery of handheld weapons.
Fire, Will!
Ace fires a deadly salvo. From the gun tower, two Roughnecks batter away with anti-bug artillery. Bugs die and fall in mangled, broken heaps as they charge, the rear bugs advancing over the dead and dying front runners. Ratchet fires down on the bugs as they reach the wall. Winged bugs fly in overhead. In the gun tower, they swing the weapons up and fire. Three bugs swoop in over Rico and Ace. General Owen cowers on the floor. Rico blasts the bug. It careers into Owen. It squishes him into a bloody smear. Ace smirks at Rico as if to say, serves him right.
Rico! Where's my communication?
Diz, status on the uplink!
Give me a minute!
We don't have a minute!
Outside the fort, with its deadly pincer-like jaws, an arachnid chomps on a strut holding up a wall. The bugs start to pull the fort apart.
Roughneck 2-0, we are under attack.
Young, go ahead.
We are under attack, sir. We need retrieval now.
Planet P is clear.
This place crawls, sir. We need pickup now.
What's your position?
Come down on this transmission.
Sir, the outpost? That's crazy.
Well, I hope you have a crazy pilot. Out!
Dead bugs pile around the walls. Live ones climb this gruesome ladder and scrabble with their claws at the troopers at their posts. The first bug over the top of the wall dies in a hail of bullets from Ratchet and Ace. The next is close behind, followed by another and another. Ratchet falls back to reload. Ace takes over. Ratchet gets back to the wall and looks out. A million more bugs are coming.
Boat coming down, sir!
Fall back into the compound! Fall back!
A trooper is slashed to the bone by a bug. He falls. Rico and Diz spray the bug with shots and it writhes and dies.
Hold what you got!
The troopers in their fallback position in the center of the compound fire on the bugs as they appear over the wall. Watkins is first to start running out of ammo.
Running low!
Ammo!
Here!
Rico throws Diz a new magazine. A bug makes it to the center of the compound. It dies but slashes a trooper as it falls, ripping a fatal wound in his chest. Overhead, the retrieval ship comes down.
Take cover fire! Fall back!
The troopers, still firing, retreat towards the ship, keeping the bugs at bay. The ship lands on jets of blue flame, white smoke rising all around. Bugs keep coming over the wall as Xander leaps out of the vessel and takes over firing off rounds to give cover for the troopers to board the ship. Suddenly, the ground rises under Ratchek, ripping apart the metal plates of the compound ground. Troopers disappear into the sand. Ratchek, half buried, fires into the sand under his legs.
Oh my God!
Rico and Diz grab Ratchek's arms to haul them out of the hole. He comes out minus his legs, with chomped and bloody stumps cut off of the thigh.
Rico! Rico! You know what to do!
Yes, sir!
Rico aims his weapon at Ratchek. Diz shrinks back in horror.
Do it, Rico!
Rico hits Ratchek in the chest with a single shot. They run, but from below the ground emerges another giant, fire-breathing black bug. Diz turns back and pulls a pin from a grenade and lobs it at the creature. It gets it in the mouth and its head explodes. An arachnid appears behind her. She turns round. It skewers her with its claws. Rico fires at the bug as it lifts and carries her off. A shot hits the claw through her body and snaps. She falls. The bug dies under Rico's attack.
No! Ace, help me! Hold her down!
Ace holds her fast as Rico rips the serrated claw out of her body.
Get her into the boat! Come on, Ace! Don't die on me!
They carry her to the ship, Xander giving covering fire, blood pouring out of her as they flee.
Let's go! Get aboard! Tower, let's go!
Two troopers descend the gun tower. A fire ant breaks through the wall.
Move the tower!
It sprays a jet of fire. The troopers die a twisting, melting death. Xander gives the command.
Lift off!
The ant drags itself up on its cumbersome legs and gains entry to the compound. It sprays its lethal orange jet of fire at the departing spaceship. The ship turns and speeds away over a canyon, still seething with marauding arachnids. Inside the craft, Xander gives a thumbs up to Carmen at the controls and joins Ace looking on as Rico cradles Diz in his arms.
Johnny, I'm dying. Dying.
No. You're gonna be all right, Diz.
It's all right. Because I got to have you. Johnny, don't let me go!
Her mouth and cheeks smeared in her own blood. She dies. Rico places a kiss on her brow and grieves. Xander joins Carmen in the cockpit.
This is traffic control. Proceed on vector 59227.
He sits co-pilot.
I think you should know. Your friend Rico is back there.
Carmen's jaw drops open, her eyes widen with shock. She looks behind and swiftly front again as Rico climbs to the cockpit.
Get on a comm and tell Fleet to blast that rock.
On whose authority, Corporal?
That would be mine, sir. I assume command of the mission.
Roger, Young.
Carmen removes her helmet and turns to face Rico. Their eyes meet.
I thought you were dead.
I'm not, but a lot of my troopers are.
Negative on your request, Ruder. The Sky Marshal has other plans for Planet P. Welcome back.
Am I just dying? Fleet just does the flying.
Hold on, something's up. Fleet's mobilized for a big operation.
They look out to space. The Federation fleet is moving like a slow shoal of fish. Carmen looks questioningly at Rico. His face cold, he shrugs and goes. Carmen turns to Xander, crestfallen. Xander misses her gaze. She turns away as he looks at her. Her eyes are big and blue and filled with pain. Xander pilots a small retrieval ship through the ranks of the fleet vessels to join their mothership.
Attention on deck!
A funeral begins. Rico stands by an open casket draped in a Federation flag.
Once, somebody asked me if I knew the difference between a citizen and a civilian. I can tell you now. A citizen has the courage to make the safety of the human race their personal responsibility. Dizzy was my friend. She was a soldier. But more than that, she was a citizen of the Federation.
He about turns and stands to attention.
Prison!
The burial detail perform a smart salute. The lid on the burial casket slides shut and locks. By hydraulics, the casket is elevated into a shunt position. It's propelled towards the disposal chute.
Order!
The flag is held back as the casket slides away. The casket glides out of the chute into space, watched by the burial detail through the viewing window. Behind them, a door slides open and Carl strides in, flanked by three officers.
Officer on deck!
Carry on. Burial detail. Dismissed.
The other troopers walk out of the burial bay. Rico turns to Carl, they salute, and Carmen joins them.
That is. How are you, Carl?
Carmen, good. Johnny, I'm sorry it had to be your unit on P. That mission had a very low survival probability.
The bugs laid a trap for us, didn't they?
Elegant proof of intelligence, isn't it? We thought there might be a brain bug on P.
You knew and you sent them anyway?
We couldn't afford to launch an operation if there wasn't one.
She looks aghast.
You don't approve? Well, too bad. We're in this for the species, boys and girls. It's simple numbers. They have more. And every day I have to make decisions that send hundreds of people like you to their deaths.
Didn't they tell you, Colonel? That's what the mobile infantry's good for.
I hope you're ready for more. We're going back to P to capture that brain.
Carl walks away.
The roughnecks are always ready, sir.
I hear they need a new lieutenant. Want the job?
I'll take it. Till I get killed or you find someone better.
Carl smiles and leaves.
Attention, all personnel report to your station.
Well?
Carmen smiles at him.
Take care of yourself, Johnny.
I'll see you again.
They part company. Planet P. A troop shuttle shoots in and hovers before landing. Soldiers are assembling, making ready for the next assault. Rico arrives to inspect his platoon.
Officer on deck!
Rico, accompanied by Ace and Watkins, walks down the line of young men and women, looking at each one of the soldiers carefully. The soldiers stare straight ahead, their faces set, their eyes steady. Rico steps aside a pace or two and addresses Ace.
Who are all these kids?
We got reinforced.
Most of them are fresh out of boot.
We're the old men, Ace.
He turns to the troops.
This is for all you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights. No one quits. If you don't do your job, I'll kill you myself. Do you get me?
We got you, sir!
Welcome to the Roughnecks.
Rico's Roughnecks!
Watkins smiles at Rico.
Today we're gonna pay a visit to Bug City. We're looking for a bug no one's ever seen before. Some kind of smart bug.
Behind them, two of the beetle bugs shoot explosive gases into the sky.
And it probably knows we're coming. Saddle up!
Rico dons his helmet. The troops scramble, heading in swarms for their vehicles. Out in space above the planet's surface, the bugs' blue flame missiles are soaring towards the Federation fleet, and some strike home. Captain Daladier tries to dodge a damaged sister ship.
Base of action.
They guide the ship away from the burning wreck obstructing their path. The fiery comet-like missiles keep coming in droves from the planet's surface and blast into the sides of the spaceships in orbit as Carmen's ship tries to steal its way through the debris and destruction all around. A gaseous blast of fiery blue just misses the hull as they maneuver through the mayhem.
Get us clear for warp, number two.
Clear in 5, 4,
initiating star drive in 5.
Enemy fire gets them amidships. Orange flame explodes through the bulkhead, knocking the crew for 6. The ship bursts and splits in the middle. Crew members are sucked out through the hole into space as the starship breaks apart. Carmen grabs for a communication console.
This is Roger Young. We're going down. Repeat.
Get out!
We're going down.
The captain heaves her away. White-hot sparks explode as Xander grabs for Carmen. The ship's corridors slope as a frigate falls. Captain Daladier trips at a doorway. The heavy metal door smashes down like a guillotine on her waist. Carmen goes to her.
Abandoned ship!
She's dead, Carmen! She's dead!
Xander drags Carmen away. Out in space, the blue and white gas missiles continue their assault and starships fall in flames. Inside Carmen's ship, the crew run for their lives. Xander and Carmen stick together, heading down pitching corridors as doors close, shutting off one escape route and forcing them down another. Narrowly, they dodge an explosion and escape through a connecting corridor leading to the shuttlecraft bay. One small craft makes it out of the launch chute as Xander and Carmen clamber down a fixed ladder.
Follow me!
Outside, a ship explodes in a fireball, sending out a blue shockwave of flame. Xander and Carmen get into a shuttle and don helmets.
Ready!
The cockpit closes. Another shuttle speeds to the launch exit but crashes in flames. Carmen pilots the craft through the exit just as an explosion rips the deck apart, sending a gust of fire down the chute after them. They emerge into space, propelled on a piston of fire, and arc through the debris of the burning fleet. Carmen looks back. The ship explodes into smithereens.
Lifehouse Bravo 6-3-2 aboard!
A corpse hits the cockpit and bounces off. The craft weaves through the obstacles.
Scanning for a landing zone! Checking terrain! Here! Can you handle that?
Piece of cake.
She heads for the planet's surface. Below, Ace receives a signal.
Roger Young! Fleet command, we have confirmation. The Roger Young is down.
Johnny!
Ace catches him up.
Johnny!
Roger Young is burned up. It's on the rescue net.
Rico thinks a moment.
Any survivors? Well, they're getting tarred up there pretty bad.
Bravo 632 aboard. Is anyone receiving?
Affirmative. This is Roughneck 20.
You're breaking up. Say again.
Carmen?
Say again, I'm losing
you. Carmen!
The shuttle appears like a hurtling fireball.
Prepare for landing. Petro, in 3, 2, 1, fire!
Carmen fires the retro rockets. The shuttle skims a ridge and pierces a mountainside into a subterranean cavern and hurtles towards a wall of rock. It comes to rest with a jolt, hitting the soft, crumbling rock in a burst of flame.
Hey, you okay? Get out. Get out.
As they step out of the vessel, bugs watch from above. Xander arms himself with a gun and blade, which he takes from a holding panel in the hull.
Johnny, is that you?
Yeah, it's me! Well, what's your position and situation?
Yeah. We're in Bug City, 20 meters underground. Position?
She checks location.
South 42 East 118. Situation is...
I repeat, South 42 East 118. Guard!
The situation is extremely hostile.
Xander hands her a gun and they fire on the advancing bugs.
I need a squad to pull them out! Direction! 3 clicks south by southwest!
A bug swipes Xander's legs from under him. Xander crawls for his gun, but a vicious spike-like claw slices like a saber into his leg and pins him to the ground. Carmen spikes through her shoulder. Up above, Rico and Ace hear their cries on the comm.
What do you want to do?
You heard the lieutenant! Rescue party! Bird squad, come with me!
Cancel that! You know as well as I do she's already dead.
Watkins reluctantly nods.
Sorry, buddy.
Roughnecks! Let's move.
All right.
Inside Bug City, Carmen and Xander are still alive, pinioned by two bugs as the others swarm around, gathering in the large central hall of the labyrinth.
Why didn't they kill us?
They want us alive.
Xander looks towards a tunnel and sees, coming scurrying towards them, a squad of smaller bugs like giant woodlice with 6 spiky legs. The creatures look them over and scurry off again. Up the tunnels, using flashlights, Rico's platoon stop where 2 tunnels join. Using a sensor, a man leads off down the left fork. Rico stops at the tunnel junction. He seems drawn to take a look down the right fork and lags behind. Both tunnels appear exactly the same as he gazes into the dark depths. He stands still, searching the tunnel with a torch beam. Ace and Watkins come back. Rico nods in the direction of this tunnel.
We should go this way.
A Company's that way.
Yeah. But Carmen's down there.
Yeah, I hate to be rude, buddy. Word has it she's dead.
She's still alive.
How do you know?
I don't know how I know, but I know.
Listen, you got command. We're going off mission. That's a serious offense.
Yeah, I think they hang you for that.
Rico thinks.
Roughneck 20, proceed on mission. I need 2 volunteers.
Ace and Watkins follow. In the central cavern, the bugs are crowing over the prey. Xander looks up and sees a huge pupa-like bug appear from a tunnel. Shaped like a distended skull, it's carried by the woodlice and deposited in front of Xander and Carmen. Xander passes his bayonet blade to Carmen. She hides it, slipping it beneath her chest. She's bloodily pinned to the ground by a spike through the shoulder.
I
bug brain produces a slime-covered proboscis from within the folds of its mouthparts, looking at Xander with its collection of bulbous black eyes. It extends a lethal red spike and rises over Xander, massive and threatening, dripping threads of slime as Xander looks up defiantly.
One day, someone like me is gonna kill you and your whole fucking race.
He spits in its face. It plunges its spike into Xander's skull. It starts to suck. It siphons Xander's brain out like a child sucking a milkshake. Carmen looks on, shaking with terror. The bug pulls out the spike, leaving Xander's eyes white, his mouth a gaping cavern in his drained head. Carmen's dragged into the air and thrown down. The saber claw rips from her shoulder as she lands prone before the brain bug. It prepares to strike. She grips her bayonet and lashes out at the proboscis. Spewing pus and writhing in agony, the brain bug flops to the ground. Suddenly it sees Rico carrying a small flashing metal cone.
You know what this is? Sure you do. You're some kind of big, fat smart bug, aren't you?
Rico beckons to Carmen.
Come on.
Carmen joins Rico, Ace, and Watkins. They back away as the brain bug and its entourage makes for a tunnel and escapes. Ace speaks into a comm unit on his arm.
This is Roughneck 2-0. Brain bug side moving west of grid 5.
The rear guard starts to turn back. Rico's team fire from the tunnel mouth, gunfire cutting through the bugs who keep coming, falling in a tangled heap, still fighting and attacking even as they die. Green bug blood splatters. Bugs pile up in the tunnel mouth as the team fall back firing. The bug bodies dam up the tunnel mouth and still the bugs keep coming. One gets through and slices a hole in Watkins' belly. He goes down writhing. Rico goes to him.
You tried to be a hero, Watkins! Try to kill some bugs, sir! Get out of here! Get out of here! Move!
They leave Watkins with a nuclear device. Watkins fires on the bugs where he lies. The others run up the tunnel as fast as they can. The nuclear device flashes in Watkins' hand. It goes off. The blast shoots up the tunnel. Carmen, Ace, and Rico flee. The white-hot fire sears along behind them, the tunnel shaking, rocks falling. Suddenly, the tunnel collapses. Rico, Carmen, and Ace tumble to the ground as a huge rock falls from above and bars the blast from reaching them. They scramble up from a shower of rubble and look back, torches flashing at the fall of rocks.
Come on, Carmen.
Carmen hangs back, a look of sorrow on her face. Then she turns and tags along behind. At the tunnel mouth is a scene of wild rejoicing.
We did it!
Soldiers are running past as Rico and the others emerge into the light. Out of a tunnel mouth in the bottom of the canyon, a squadron of soldiers are dragging the captured brain bug into the open. Carmen, Rico, and Ace push to the front to see the beast in its confining net and ropes. Carl Jenkins hands his cap to an aide, and in his long black Nazi officer-type greatcoat, walks forward to confront the beast. It blows and puffs, slime hanging from the folds of its pulsing red mouth.
What's it thinking, Colonel?
Carl touches it on its skin-colored brow. It shrinks back, guarding its mouth with its mandibles folded as if in prayer. Carl senses its feelings through touch.
It's afraid.
It's afraid!
Carmel and Rico run to catch Carl's attention.
Carl! Hey!
Well, look who's here. You made it. Good.
It was you, wasn't it? You told me how to find Carmen.
Well, that's classified.
They walk on together.
You know, whenever the three of us are together, I feel like things might just work out.
I hope you're right, Carmen. We've got one of their brains now. Pretty soon we'll know how they think. And then we'll know how to beat them. One day it will all be over. And everyone will forget that this was the moment. This is when it turned. And it wasn't the mighty fleet. It wasn't some fancy new weapon. It was a drill instructor named Zim who captured a brain.
Zim.
He got him! Yeah! Zim! Zim got the bug! Zim got the bug, man!
Good job, Sergeant.
Thank you, sir. That would be Private, sir.
Carry on, Private.
Yes, sir!
Yeah! A TV podcast from Federal Network. Know your foe.
What mysteries will the brain bug reveal? Federal scientists are working around the clock to probe its secrets. Once we understand the bug, we will defeat it.
A scientist inserts a speculum into the bug's mouth. Shot censored. Join up now.
We have the ships. We have the weapons. We need soldiers. Soldiers like Lieutenant Stack Lumbreezer.
We're in the target area now, Captain.
And Captain Carmen Ibanez.
This is the captain speaking. All personnel prepare for drop.
Soldiers like Private Ace Levy and Lieutenant John Rico.
Come on, you ain't! You wanna live forever!
We need you all. Service guarantees citizenship.
Combat fighter pods detach from the mothership and power down to a planet. A caption in gold capitals announces they'll keep fighting and they'll win. ITFC audio description by Aileen Downey and Eliza Langland, read by James O'Hara.